We can't have any influence on what goes on upstairs and with the financial decisions and ownership legislation. All we can do is we can present to the owners the type of people myself, Jimmy and the staff are, and the players, and hope that they like that. No, as it stands, that was a goer for us this year and last season when Andy took over. He liked what he saw, he liked the way we operated, and he liked the type of people that we are. But too often, ownership of football clubs don't concern rationale. It's somehow has this mystic force of going in the depths of the unmanageable, to be honest, like, you know, fantasy. Because, in effect, the Premiership is fantasy. No, it's fantasy land, you know, when you're talking about the figures that get quoted. It is fantasy land to the common man. And I think all aspects of football seems to feed off that and drift off that, and that's why you have ludicrous situations in any division.
I've heard a lot from Arsenal supporters at the moment about their, quotes, plight and their demise, and Wenger's time might be up. I guess if they spoke to a Leighton Orient fan, they'd get a perspective of what it's really like to be worried about your club.
Yeah, but, you know, even within that, you know, there's a mini saga within that. You know, you've got League Two players getting paid exorbitant amounts of money at Orient, and not just Orient. And reality's got to sink in soon. Reality's got to sink into football soon, because it's, I wouldn't say it's in danger of eating itself, but can it keep going on? Can it keep growing the way it is? Keep its appeal? Not when you see the money that's banded about, I think. It becomes obscene in the end, and I'm not going to be the one to stop it. And I don't think there'll be anyone at the higher end who'll want to stop it. But clubs are spending multi-million pounds on players who never even see the light of day in the first team. And a lot of money is getting spread all over the world. A lot of it generated from the Premiership and the rights. And the clubs at our level fight every day for every inch of what they get. And, you know, we wouldn't be the only one who wasn't on the training ground and are doing our best to get a training ground. And then when we do have sniffs of it, people want to put obstacles in our way. And you just wish it was a far more level playing field. You know, professional football, if it could feed down to the lower leagues, the stupid amount of money that's going in at the top, if some of it could feed down to make it all better for everybody and facilities better for everybody, be that the young players coming through at lower level teams, the fans coming to watch games, the experience in the game, and it could all be funded from the top tier. But there just seems to be they throw a couple of pennies out the window every now and again, and everyone fights for them. And as a football fan myself, when you watch it, and I watch the Premiership, and it saddens me, to be honest. It saddens me that we have to play our trade in a sport that we love just as much as the Premiership people love their sport. That is supposed to be the same sport, but it's not. And the inequality, it's striking, to be honest.
Having worked all your sort of professional life to get into the pro game and then into the Football League, is it a worry? Is it a worry that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer at the risk of getting into cliche territory?
Well, it is, because you fear for the structure of the game at the lower level. It's being muted of a fifth division, which will water down the Football League, which for me would be horrific. There's being muted of part-time football, which when you've worked all your life to go full-time, that saddens you. There's talk about a North and South divide, going back to the old Division 3 North, Division 3 South, which I think for clubs like us who've battled to get into a national league, that would be feel like a massive step back. You know, eventually you'd think that there'll be some kind of breakaway with the top Premiership clubs, that they'll want to distance themselves further from the ones who aren't financially equipped to compete with them, even in their own level. So is a World League a matter of time? I don't know, but I think I'm not the only person. Maybe it's because of my age, but you hanker for the days when there was 46 games on a Saturday afternoon and you couldn't wait to get home to read the Pink Echo or whatever colour your local paper was at the time to get the late results. And then the only time you saw footy was on Match of the Day on a Sunday afternoon when your roast dinner was falling on your knee. I think now we've been absolutely brainwashed and saturated with it. There's a certain saying that you can have too much of a good thing. I think we've reached that saturation point a long time ago.